ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music and more.
Jacob Greber is a senior correspondent with the Australian Financial Review. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, good morning, Patricia.
So the government says inflation has now almost halved since they were elected, and the drop shows their policies are working. But analysts were expecting yesterday's inflation to drop further, and it didn't. Just give me a sense of the number and what you think it means.
So it was a 1% increase in the quarter, the first 3 months of the year on the previous quarter. The market was kind of expecting it to be about 0.8. So what it's saying is that inflation's more persistent than the government would certainly like. It's more persistent than a lot of people would have been expecting, the sort of people who take bets on where interest rates are going to go. And what you saw yesterday was a pretty dramatic reversal in those bets and those expectations that rates will now stay higher for longer. Some are even suggesting and putting money on the table to bet that they will go up before they come down. And so that's a pretty difficult, unpleasant sort of thing for the government, especially as it's putting its budget together. And, you know, the problem for Jim Chalmers is going to be that there will be a growing sense that some of this is on him, notwithstanding, as you said at the beginning there, that, you know, the government put effort into trying to ease some of those cost pressures. That is a temporary effect. And what happens in the budget will have a big bearing on where inflation goes.
It sure will. Housing, including rent and education, are key factors in keeping inflation high. Is there any indication of what the government might do to address those in the upcoming budget?
Yeah, I mean, they've done that deal with the Greens to get more housing into the market. That will eventually sort of ease the pressure if it succeeds. There's people who wonder how fast we get housing stock, if you like, into the economy, because historically, it's pretty much the same number of houses every year get built. It's been very difficult over the decades to increase that. So that's going to be a challenge. But that also, if you think about it, actually kind of adds to the inflation issue, because you're now wanting to build more houses. That needs more material, more workers who are already engaged elsewhere. And so that tends to push the prices of all of those things up. Anyone who has any experience in doing a renovation or building a house will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they will. Jacob, a pretty dramatic day in court yesterday with the E-Safety Commissioner against X and essentially Elon Musk. What happens next?
Well, I think there's some more steps to go. This is a real test of the resolve of a democratically elected government to do what it says is the right thing about this material that gets propagated on these platforms, which are unelected, you know, owned by unelected companies and billionaires from Silicon Valley. And I think it's a really, really important clash. You can get sort of lost in the technicalities of whether or not, this one particular video will appear elsewhere. It's a really important thing, I think, for the government to send a message. And other governments around the world will no doubt be watching Australia carefully on this. We're getting to some fundamental issues here. The sort of likes of Elon Musk like to scream about protecting privacy and the right to free speech. But that's a kind of arrested development view of what we're talking about here. Privacy and the right to privacy and free speech has never been unbounded. It's always had a sort of responsibility and a limit around it. We're talking here about material that is being used to radicalise and poison the minds of people who are watching this stuff. And that's something that we heard from both the ASIO and the AFP leaders yesterday. That's the concern, this radicalisation that goes on. And then there's the other issue as well, I think, that most Australians would be aware of when it comes to their children. There's a business model behind a lot of this extreme radical material, and it's to keep you hooked on these websites.
Yeah, it's yeah.
The government is limited in what it can do, because the reality of this world is that there's always going to be a way around this material. This material gets out, you know, through the dark web, behind VPNs, all that sort of stuff. But if they don't try, that sends a signal that all of this is fair game. And I think ever since the Christchurch massacre, which was live streamed, there's been a real shift. Mm. Even in America, you can see it that there do need to be limits on what is on these platforms. And they have historically, you know, since the late 90s, been given a leave pass. They've not been considered, like you and I are in our daily jobs, to be responsible for the content on the platforms we work for. They got that leave pass. And this case is another example of a pushback against that. That's very different to saying this is about quashing free speech.
Yeah. Jacob, thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
Jacob Greber is a senior correspondent with the Australian Financial Review.
Stream any ABC radio station live and on the go. Discover new podcasts, music and audiobooks, all free on the ABC Listen app.